This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sure. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, can I ask you a real, this isn't even a joke, this is a real question. When somebody, DZ, opens up about something that they're going through, whether it's, you know, traumatic, like you losing your daughter, Elsie, and now we get an Am I the Jerk about a baby, does that, like, trigger you or upset you more? Honestly, because I have been holding off on the baby Am I the Jerks because I know
you understand
you're going
what's
through
going
this.
On, right.
Is it hard?
I mean, me as an individual... sure, it might feel difficult, mm-hmm. but I am really good at being able to remove myself from things.
Okay.
And try to like take that emotional aspect out of it. But I'm also really good at being honest when I'm not, and when I can't remove mm-hmm. myself from it.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
If it's, I guess it depends on what the involvement is with babies.
It's a baby shower story.
Oh, I'm good.
Are you sure?
Yeah, we had two
because
of those.
We
had two baby showers.
Okay, we have multiple Am I the Jerks, but I've been holding this one back. And that I feel like I'm trying to keep it really real with you and going, is this going to be too much?
I think I know the one you're talking about, too.
About dropping off a gift and leaving the baby shower?
Run it, okay, you ready for this?
Let's do it.
Run it.
All right, so...
And I appreciate you for thinking of me like
well,
that.
Well, honestly,
you.
Because I feel like we all... I'm afraid to bring it up, but I want to bring it up and go, can I use
do
this
you mind?
One?
No, that's honestly very thoughtful of you, but no, let's run it.
I probably should have asked you off the air, but here we are now. So
real radio,
anyway.
Baby.
All right, so Morgan wrote in, wants to know if she's the jerk for dropping off a gift and leaving the baby shower. Hear her out. Allie and DZ, here's the backstory. My friend, in quotations, she Ooh. Goes, I say this in quotes because we're no longer friends after this incident. Yike.
Okay.
Yikes. Had her baby shower this last weekend. When she asked if I was coming, I told her I could only drop off a gift and say hi. My family and I were going out of town to the Dells for the weekend because it was the 1 year anniversary of my mother's death. Aww. Oh, then she says, being that it was the first year and a difficult time, we all wanted to be together. This friend ended up getting upset that I couldn't stay at the baby shower. She went to a mutual friend and talked poorly about me behind my back instead of telling me how she felt. She told this mutual friend that I need to get over my grief, and that I need to be there for this special milestone in her life. I understand it was an important day, especially because they had to go through IVF to get pregnant. But my family comes first. So am I the jerk for only dropping off a gift and not staying at my friend's baby shower, Morgan. Okay, so many layers here, but let's start with a baby shower is only like 2 hours, and the Dells weekend is the whole weekend. Well, yeah, I know.
We've been to some 5-hour baby showers that don't make sense.
Don't do that to me.
But anyway.
Don't do that to anyone. Nobody wants a 5-hour baby shower. Nobody, no. No, no. 2 hours tops, people. 2 hours, okay?
But
that,
anyway.
That's another topic for another day.
But we digress.
Uh-huh. So do you think that she's the jerk for dropping off the gift and leaving? Because I do see both sides. One, of course, how are you going to fault her for wanting to be with her family on the anniversary of her mother's death? Like, that is hard, right? But also, you know, one of your best friends was gone through IVF, which is also a very hard thing for a lot of people.
Incredibly hard.
Hard.
Taxing, mentally, physically. Yeah.
Finally have a baby now, and you can't even stay for 45 minutes?
30?
I mean, you're dropping off the gift and you're out? I don't know. I see both. I would be upset on both sides.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest, whether it's right or wrong, this is what we're talking about. Keeping it real, right?
Let's strip this down and just say what it is. This is the argument of the cycle of life and death.
Mm.
You're celebrating somebody's life and you're commemorating somebody's death.
Oh,
it just so happens to be that the death is in your side.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's your parent. Right?
That'd be so hard.
That'd be tough.
So hard. Your parents.
But something you said was what immediately came off to my head. Like,
what?
Not to sound morbid and be like, well, you know, they're past and they'd want you to move on, whatever. But what I'm saying is that you want to celebrate them and that's what you want to do. Cool. But they want to celebrate their child and you also want to celebrate their child. So what stopped you from spending 10 minutes?
That's what I'm saying.
15
just
tops.
Be a friend and stay at the shower for you could. My point was you could do both. That's
your mom wasn't waiting on you. Let's just say that.
And you can still have the whole weekend with your family. No, 100.
Sorry to be so morbid.
No.
I got a joke or else I'm a loser. Bro. You know what I'm saying?
You and I got a joke or it gets awkward for us for sure. When we got dark humor.
I got dark humor.
You know who we are if you listen to the show. Deal with it, okay? So no, but seriously, I'm with you. Like, I feel like you might have been a jerk because you could have done both and you could have really been there for your friend. And you, as much as you're going through, sometimes your friends want you, it meant something to her because they went through IVF and all this to get pregnant.
And I realize not everybody knows what IVF means. It's in vitro fertilization. Like you're basically unable to conceive and have a child on your own. Mm-hmm. So you have to go in through a very extensive and difficult scientific process that involves shots and hormones and
therapies
and ups and downs
because of the hormones and stress.
That's what IVF is for anybody that may not know.
Yeah.
And it could have taken years, a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And all you needed to do was spend minutes to just show them a little love.
Mm-hmm.
And now the gift, great, amazing. Mm-hmm. Everybody brought a gift.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else also stayed a little bit.
Yeah. You would have been better to just not even go or drop the gift. I mean, it's almost more insulting to drop off the gift and leave.
This clearly ended the friendship already.
She said it did.
It clearly ended the friendship already.
Should your friend have talked to you? Yes.
Yeah.
And not talked poorly about you behind your back. But again, that's not what she's asking. She's asking, is she the jerk for dropping off a gift and not staying at the friend's baby shower?
Yes.
I feel bad because, you know, she's obviously grieving her mom's death. But yes.
5 minutes.
You could have done both.
5 minutes. I mean, and the friend wouldn't have even been happy with 5 minutes. She would have still been teed up. 15 wouldn't have been enough. 30 wouldn't have been enough. You already told her you couldn't stay, so you leaving early was going to be a problem regardless.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as I like to, like, think about it, a fiver would have been cool with me.
Now, I do want to say, in this submission she sent in, that Morgan sent in, she said the friend, you know, the woman who's pregnant basically said she needs to get over her grief. That was messed up. They should never, the pregnant friend should never have said that.
That's somebody that's never lost somebody that important in their life.
That part, actually, they don't understand grief
straight
at all.
Up.
Yeah, that's a very insensitive thing to say.
Not to be rude, but
no, but you're right.
I believe that's firmly exactly 100%.
That being said, I do think she should have stayed at the baby shower for a little bit longer and not just dropped the gift and then gone to the Dells and spent the whole weekend with her family to, you know, commemorate her mother's her death a year ago. Okay. Woo, this is a lot of layers.
This one's tough. No, I mean, you see it.
I
see
both.
It's your deceased mother, recently deceased, just a year. It is the 1 year anniversary. Don't let me discredit it.
Yes.
I get it.
You're going through your own stuff, you know?
Right.
But You got to be there. 414-533-1037. We could go on and on about this. Is Morgan the jerk for only dropping off a gift and not staying at her friend's baby shower? Keep it real. We'll talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, so Morgan wrote into the show and wants to know if she's the jerk for only dropping off a gift at her friend's baby shower. She was already planning to go to the Dells for the weekend to celebrate the one-year anniversary of her mother's death. I don't know if celebrate is the right word, but you know what I'm saying, commemorate. And they all wanted to be together. It was a difficult time. So her friend got upset that she just dropped off a gift and left. The friend was, they had gone through IVF, and the friend felt like she should have stayed at the shower.
Old or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go to Kelly in Pleasant Prairie this morning. Hi, Kelly.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
All right. So are you going to say jerk or not the jerk for dropping off a gift and leaving the baby shower?
I say not the jerk.
Oh!
So that's specific. Just, she dropped it off, made her appearance, and she left. Yes. It might seem a little cold to the pregnant mom. However, the friend also had a significant event in her life.
Sure.
And like you said, family first. I mean, best friend, yes. I understand. But this is not like she just, oh, I'm going to go shopping and just, sure, you know, I'm not going to go to your shower.
What about now, being there for your friend who's gone through a really hard time too? You know what I mean? Like, I get both sides.
Arguably, they've been there for each other during you these tough hope. Times, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's what I was just going to say. So I would imagine she'd been there.
You should be, you should understand there's a higher understanding between the two.
Yeah.
Or think, absolutely, assume. But it doesn't feel like there is. It wasn't strong enough because now they're not friends.
They're not friends at all over this whole thing.
This is so wild to me.
Yeah, so fixable.
It gets so unraveled and blown out of proportion, I think.
Well,
and both.
Yeah, go on. No, go on. Sorry. Okay,
both sides are, you know, they have their emotions involved. I was going to say the only thing that I would say if she was a jerk is if she actually didn't go to the Dells and was just trying to.
Oh, it was an excuse.
To a baby shower.
Solid jerk.
No, we're with you. Definitely a jerk if that was the case. But because she had her own grief going on, you feel like not the jerk. Okay. All right. Correct. You know what? I'm not saying DZ and I are always right. We do, and it's hard to go against both of us at once because we're strong personalities. But I support anyone who wants to call in and go the other way. I'm like, okay, respect. I got you. You know, because you're thinking of a different. You're saying family first, and you're saying period. That's it.
Correct.
Yeah.
Dead or alive.
And who can fight? There are a lot of people that won't fight.
No jokes aside.
Yeah.
But it's a whole weekend. It's an entire Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
You know what?
You burned an hour out of your Friday and you got there an hour after the rest of your family did.
Kelly said, she said not the jerk.
All right, Kelly.
You know, just think, I don't know where they're driving from, but to get to the Dells from Pleasant Prairie, two to two and a half hours, maybe.
Sure.
Well, you know, I mean, you get there, you want to get unpacked or, you know, settle in.
Look at you.
I don't know.
Are we in court? Look at Kelly. She's like, lawyer. So imagine you got 45 minutes to check in. You're waiting in line at Great Wolf Lodge.
Let me set the scene.
I got to get my cocktail. Even the liquor,
I knew the cocktail was on the way. Kelly, get out of here.
The stuff isn't cold because you got to put it in the fridge. Oh, Kelly, you're funny. All right, Kelly. We love you. Thank you for calling.
Not the jerk.
Love you too. Have a great day.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Let's go to Linda in Menominee Falls. Linda had actually some questions. And so I said, listen, Linda, hold on. And I meant it. Linda, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you two this morning?
Well,
we're
great. I wish DZ had his voice back. But Linda, you know, I'm going to let you talk for a second. What did you have some questions about this?
Well, the main question is, okay, nobody has said what time was this shower.
Fair enough.
Saturday at 3 o'clock, which ruins Do you go on Friday, come back for Sunday, go back on Saturday afternoon?
This occurred to me, Linda, that was she trying to get to the Dells, and she has a baby shower at noon, and so she's already cutting into Saturday, right? This did occur to me, Linda. This is a good question, and we don't know the answer, Linda. So
great minds think alike.
That's right, honey. I'm going to stop saying, listen, Linda, now.
Now we're just going to listen.
I have a 94-year-old friend who just loves saying to me, listen, Linda.
Stop.
She's hip to the memes.
Well, so, Linda, real talk. Is she the jerk for dropping off a gift and not staying at the baby shower, knowing what we know?
Well, only if knowing what you know, probably not, because the shower could have been Friday night. It could have been Saturday morning. But my assumption would be it'd be like 3 o'clock on a Saturday, which blows all of Friday, half of Saturday. Yeah. And like you said, you spend 10 minutes and then leave. Right. I don't know. I kind of think she's a little bit of a jerk until I know what time the shower was.
Well, listen, Linda, we're split down the middle, and I support
like this,
that.
Linda. Well, she has a lot of logic behind it, because I was automatically just assuming it was somehow catered and fit perfectly into a Friday afternoon, and then you leave for the Dells.
I did wonder that, like, man, it might be cutting into your Saturday, and you staying behind, period, might be nice, but not knowing what we know, all we know is she dropped a gift, and I think Morgan thought she was doing the right thing by dropping the gift and showing up, period. Right. Whereas the pregnant friend was like more offended.
I expected you to stay.
More offended by that. She would have been better off, you know, not being there, honestly.
Well, the only alternative is if it was going to be on a Saturday, talk with your friend, go over on Friday night, spend a couple hours with her, give her the gift, let her enjoy the gift, and then explain you're leaving Saturday morning or Friday evening to go out to the Dells.
But this isn't about solutions. Nope. I love it. Linda, I do love it, but this isn't on how to fix it.
She said, jerk.
That's the mother in me.
No, Linda, we love it. That's a great answer. Great ideas,
thank
too.
You.
But
all right.
Jerk.
Okay. Love you, Linda.
Bye-bye. Bye. Love you guys.
It's the week of love. We're telling everybody love you, and they better say it back. All right. Now we got the tiebreaker. Jamie in Milwaukee. Good morning, Jamie.
Morning.
Okay. Is she the jerk for only dropping off a gift and not staying at the friend's baby shower?
No.
Like that.
The jerk.
Like that.
Go on. Why? Talk to us.
I would have agreed with you saying jerk, because I feel like she could have done both. Mm-hmm. However, between the comment from the pregnant lady, that's strike one for me.
Oh, okay. To get over the grief.
Two,
she said get over your grief. Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Two, Linda's kind of onto something about saying the timing, but for me, this is an anniversary. You knew her mom died at this time a year ago. You guys are going to tell me you're best friends and you guys couldn't tell each other when your events were, because there took some planning into both of these events.
That's a great point.
You didn't just like go out and get a hotel and say, hey, I'm going with my family this weekend, or hey, I'm having a baby, I'm deciding to have it this weekend. You guys didn't communicate.
Maybe they weren't that good of friends to begin with.
Doesn't sound like it.
She still went out of her way to even come and drop something off. So I'm saying not the jerk.
Well, and they're both going through something. That's what's hard about this, is that you have the pregnant friend who's gone through IVF, and you don't know how long that journey's been where she's going through it. And then you have the friend who lost her mom a year ago going through that. They're both, the
coming
sad part is they're both going through something. That's the sad part.
What's more important?
Right.
Which is the more important going through, right? Like, it's kind of subjective to whoever's going through it, and what you think is the most important thing for you.
Yeah. Jamie says, not the jerk. All right, girl.
Side note, though, DZ, you might have to switch stations just temporarily. I know your voice sucks right now, but you could definitely do, like, a jazz station or, like, a cool TV.
Listen, it's Allie
listening
and Barry
to you right
White.
Now, I was like, I know he's going through it, but, like, I can listen. This is soothing on this traffic ride right now.
Do you want us to play some jazz music today, Jamie?
We got you.
No, honestly, I know he's not supposed to talk, but I could listen to him because I'm like, this is calming. This is chill.
Don't
like,
encourage him, Jamie. Okay. You're not helping.
I know.
All right, Jamie. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Also, y'all like Raspy DC.
Listen, Barry White. I know we're giving away weekend, and I can't do it. You do it. You know what? We play this. Can we play an old weekend song, because he has so many? Like Starboy, I Feel It Coming.
I will play whatever you want.
I Feel It Coming is one of my favorites. I mean, Starboy will work. I know. I don't know what's all in the system right now, but.
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
We're going to give away tickets. Oh, by the way, let me just say, not the jerk. Okay.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.